College kids fume over a massive acceptance scam.
As a student who got in for merit, it is absolutely upsetting.
Sentencing day round two for Paul Manafort.
Involving his work for pro-Russian forces in Ukraine.
More pressure on the FAA over the MAX 8.
These planes should be grounded right away.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. College students across the country are shaking their heads over a $25 million fraud scheme that paved the way for underqualified kids to get into top-notch universities like Stanford and Yale.
We've all worked really hard managing school and soccer, and, you know, just like paying your way through to get in is like definitely unfair.
Photographers snapping pictures of Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman after federal prosecutors detailed charges against 50 people, including several celebrities. CBS's Carter Evans from L.A.
Huffman allegedly paid $15,000 to boost her daughter's SAT score. Her husband, actor William H. Macy, was in court with her as she was charged with conspiracy and posted a $250,000 bond. Lori Loughlin of Full House fame is also facing conspiracy charges and is expected to surrender to authorities today. She and her husband, designer Massimo Giannulli, allegedly paid $500,000 to have their two daughters labeled as recruits to the USC crew team, even though neither participated in the sport.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says the case raises difficult questions that go beyond cheating parents.
Some of the kids really didn't know, but you also have to believe that some of the kids did know. So what happens to them in college? If they're in college now, isn't the remedy with the college? Does the college expel them? How about the people who already got degrees? Does the college then decide to rescind those degrees?
Wow. Moral of the story? Former Stanford Dean Julie Lithcott-Hames.
You don't have to buy your kid a spot anywhere. Focus on teaching your kid to work hard and challenge themselves and have confidence that wherever they go to college, they'll have the opportunity to thrive and have a wonderful life.
President Trump's former campaign manager heads to court for a second round of sentencing later this morning. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has details.
Having already been sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for bank and tax fraud, Paul Manafort now learns his fate in a separate case involving illegal lobbying and money laundering. Manafort pleaded guilty to avoid a second trial on those charges connected to his work for pro-Russian forces in Ukraine. Judge Amy Berman Jackson will have the option of tacking additional time onto the 47-month sentence Manafort received last week. She could also have the two terms run concurrently.
The U.S. and Canada are now the only major countries allowing Boeing MAX 8 737s to operate after Sunday's deadly crash in Ethiopia. At least 39 nations, including EU countries, have grounded the planes. The FAA is under increasing pressure to take action. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at Washington's Reagan International.
The FAA says it has no basis to justify grounding the 737 MAX at this point, but it's important to note the agency has no information from Flight 302's black boxes. Two senior Trump administration officials tell CBS News the White House sees no benefit to interfering or second-guessing the FAA, fearing a rush to judgment could do more harm than good. We are aware of at least five anonymous complaints from pilots through a NASA database set up for pilots to report issues. The three pilots unions, United, American, and Southwest, are standing behind the aircraft. So are the airlines.
Ethiopian Airlines says the black boxes from Sunday's crash will be sent to Europe for analysis. The Pentagon has given the go-ahead on a new policy on transgender people serving in the military. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
This new policy was approved in a memo and takes effect next month. It would bar most transgender people from enlisting if they require hormone treatments or transition surgery. It would require most to serve in their birth gender. Those who have already begun treatments can continue with them, but for those not eligible, the memo lays out guidelines for discharges.
No deal, no Brexit on deadline day. British lawmakers take a vote today, live to London, and CBS's Vicky Barker.
After rejecting Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit bill again last night, British lawmakers are today expected to rule out leaving the EU without a deal on March 29th, despite having no alternative in mind. Veteran British lawmaker Ken Clark.
This is the biggest shambles and quite the sort of craziest situation in Parliament I have ever seen. It would be very entertaining if it wasn't so very, very serious.
Tomorrow, British lawmakers are expected to vote to extend the Brexit deadline, but that requires the consent of all 27 EU leaders who are already signaling they might not grant it. Deborah?
He's the most senior member of the Catholic Church to be convicted and jailed for child sex abuse. A judge in Australia called 77-year-old Cardinal George Pell breathtakingly arrogant as he sentenced him to 6 years in prison for molesting two choir boys in 1996.
The full weight of your authority and position of power must have been very obvious to your victims and to you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to sign an executive order today to spare the lives of death row prisoners.
The action by Governor Newsom will place an immediate moratorium on all executions in the state. The governor will say that no inmate will be put to death as long as he is in office. The move will essentially grant a temporary reprieve for the more than 700 prisoners who are currently on death row. In prepared remarks, Newsom's expected to call the death penalty a failure that discriminates against minorities and is inconsistent with bedrock values. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The parents of one of R. Kelly's live-in girlfriends, Azriel Clary, have given their first interview since the Lifetime documentary Surviving R. Kelly to CBS This Morning's Gayle King. Alice and Angelo Clary claim the singer promised to launch their daughter's singing career at the age of 17, but his interest was much more sinister.
I should have saw the change in my baby girl.
How do you think this story is going to end with your daughter?
How I want to see it end, I want to see my daughter leave.
Of course, but how do you, are you concerned about how it could end? Or are you...
I've heard, like, a suicide pact. You know, I know my daughter...
A suicide pact?
Yes, I've heard all kinds of stuff.
How does your commute stack up when it comes to pushy drivers? CBS's Jim Shenevy has numbers from the Fast Lane.
Operators of Gas Buddy, an app with some 70 million users, analyzed data from an optional feature that helps track driving habits. They looked at the frequency of speeding, hard braking, and acceleration to gauge aggressiveness. And they came up with a list of cities with the most aggressive drivers. Well, Los Angeles came in number one, followed by Philadelphia, Sacramento, Atlanta, and San Francisco. Minneapolis came in with the least aggressive drivers. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Online teen challenges are usually dangerous, involving things like swallowing Tide Pods, snorting condoms. But the latest to go viral is actually good for the planet. The Trash Tag Challenge dares young people to post photos of garbage-strewn roadsides or beaches before and after cleanup. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.